extinguishes all.
Tis the voice of the monster.
I heard him in my head.
You have baked me too round. I must show him my hair. As a duck with its eyelids, so he with his nose gives his belt his eyelids, turns out his tongue. When the sand is dry, gay as a lark, it will talk in continuous tones. But when the tide rises, his breast is a tear and tremulous sob.
I pass by his guys, a mountain, one eye, one eye, the owl, the panther was sharing the pie, the panther can fight us, hide, rave, rave, beat, while the owl had the dish, the dish, share the sheep. When the pie was all finished, the owl, as a boon, was kindly treated to pocket the spoons, while the panther received knife and fork with a growl, and concluded the banquet by
"You are old, the young man said, and your hair is white, and yet with sickness is dead. You think that your age is light.
In my youth, in my dear sighs, I fear it, I fear the bridge,
Now that I'm sure I have none, why I do again and again.
You are old, as I mentioned before, and have grown most uncommonly fat. Yet you turn your back,
the door.
See, what a reason of that is for that.
Gray lock.
I kept all my limbs very supple by the use of this oyster. One shilling.
Allow me to say, you are old, said the youth, and your jaws are too weak for anything but any tummy. Yet you can see it with the bones and the bones.
How did you manage to do it?
In my youth, said his father, I tried to learn, and argued it to be right. And the muscular strength which gave to me jaw, was lost as a rat to be lighted.
You are old, said the youth, for an artist will hold your eye to the steadiest. If you balance the ear on the end of your nose, what make you so clever?
I have answered three questions, and that is enough.
Don't give yourself airs.
You think I can listen to all such stuff?
You're
I'll kick you down to jail.
There was a paper on the side of the side.
About like that.
It would have stirred us up. Proceeding his ladies grow, because he calls us jump. A certain seller heard the shout.
Oh, is it green?
Or is it gum?
Run.
In winter, when the fields are white, I sing a song for your delight. In spring, when woods are getting green, I'll try and tell you what I mean. In summer, when the days are long, perhaps you'll understand the song. In autumn, when the leaves are brown, take pen and ink and write it down. I sent a message to the fish. I told them, this is what I wish. The little fishes of the sea, they sent an answer back to me. The little fishes answered us, we cannot do it, sir, because I sent to them again yesterday, it will be better to obey. The fishes answered, really, what a tempt you are in. Told them once, told them twice, not listen to advice. I took a kettle of lard and yarn to the deed I had done. My heart went thump, filled the kettle up the cup, and someone came to me and said, the little fishes are in bed. I said, then you must wake them up again.
Wow, we're winding it down here. That's Pauline Oliveros with Beautiful Soup from her CD recording Alien Bog, Beautiful Soup from on Pogus Productions. That's a recording from 1966. We're on the air here. You understand? This is live radio. This is how it works, okay?
Hey.
I'm trying to do finish off the show so that you can then take over.
We're just chattering over here. We didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm not even potted up.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Oh, man. Are you going to back announce your songs?
I was trying to.
Go, and then before you were so rudely...
interrupted.
Yeah. We're talking about Hop.
Hop?
The movie, Hop.
What the hell is that?
What the heck is that? There's a child in here, Father.
Yeah, we have a special visitor.
Her dad is here.
Special guest.
She can hear hell, can she?
They took her, Lila, Scott took his daughter Lila to see Hop.
What is Hop?
We asked her why she was all dressed up.
A what movie?
An Easter movie. You know Fob Jesus.
It's an Easter movie. You can talk into that microphone.
Get up. I
want to
talk.
Oh, but we want to hear
you. Oh, come on. You watch Daddy talk all the time, don't you? Yeah, see?
And we know Fabio is your favorite person.
Is she clamming up over there?
Second to Daddy.
Come on, Lila.
No,
here comes,
shy.
Sing it. That's here it. Comes Peter Cottontail. What's next line? Hopping down the bunny trail. You know it, don't you? Don't look at me like you don't know it. You know that. Does she know it? Hippity hoppity. Is that from yesteryear, Scott? They got a whole, hey, that should be kind of a hip-hop song, shouldn't it?
What is? Hippity hop?
Hippity hoppity, Easter's on it. You could do a remix on that.
A remix?
Yeah.
Boy, I hate that
Throw
word,
some
man.
Of your washing machine sounds in there.
Washing machines. You know, that's a genre. You know, people actually perform with washing machines.
Oh, you're kidding.
No,
that's
I'm
what
not.
Geddy Lee uses for his amplifiers.
What? Washing
Clothes
machines?
Clothes and dryers.
Is that right?
Yeah. Just ornamental.
That explains a lot.
That's
I think
very
he
weird.
Uses chicken rotisserie.
He does. He uses the rotisseries now. But
really?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to using like music stuff?
Music stuff, yeah. like an amp.
Yeah, an amp, you know, a guitar.
An amp with a chicken is next level.
Well,
like Rush.
I just read this thing that Dan Boda posted about like the concert he went to where they're throwing dead chickens around and stuff.
Oh my
God. Singing into a dead pig's face.
Oh, wow. Man. No kidding. No.
That is just off
That's
the
scary.
That is off the scale.
I'm scaring
man.
Lila.
One tech guy had to stay till 4 a.m. Just
cleaning the mic.
Cleaning the salmonella off
right,
the mic.
Oh, right.
Man.
Right.
That's not...
That's a great story. I love that
Singing
story.
Singing to a pig's
it's such
face.
A good story that nobody's going to have any other stories.
Yeah, there's nothing...
Nothing
I
can
How can you collect
that.
Stories?
I thought I could top it with my Halloween performance that I went to see of The Cramps in 79. which was really cool. I mean, they had animal bones, like cow bones, that had been, like, all the meat removed, but just some gristle and stuff. And, like, every now and then, Lux would pick one up and nod at, you know. Like, these were big bones, like, from a cow, right? And they were all over the stage, and the guitarist, Brian Gregory, was it? He had, like, glued pieces of fur to his legs.
I thought it was a woman guitarist.
No, that's his wife.
Poison Ivy.
Yeah, Poison Ivy. There was another guitarist, Brian Gregory, at the same time. They had two guitarists. And he had all these, like, pieces of fur glued to his legs, and he had shoes that he had painted to look like hooves, like high heel shoes.
Cloven.
So he looked like a satyr because he had all this fur on his legs. It was really scary. I mean, it was outrageous.
Scary by 1979.
Listen to the sounds of the outside world.
Well, yeah, we got the door open.
It was hot in here, huh?
It was.
Because
it's like
hot.
The Exorcist now.
Well, what do you mean?
I can see my breath. It's freezing in here.
Come on.
It's so cold this
April. You exaggerate everything.
It's
true.
It's a meat locker in here, Fabio.
Come on.
We got to keep the meat
Do
fresh.
The legal, Fab.
This is officially the Dusty Show now.
I had Blimpy, too.
We went...
You already ate it?
Uh-oh.
You're not going to eat it on mic?
Oh, man.
No.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org. Suddenly, there was no one in here, and now...
Now it's a party.
Now it's like all of a sudden there's a child here, the dad, there's a whole party going on.
We got to bring Brian back and that other guy.
Yeah, Brian.
Jeez.
Oh.
Fabio brought the party tunes.
Was that
too
painful?
Fabio dropped the party tunes.
Okay,
it was great.
I'll take Beautiful Soup off. You have something queued up. Let's play
beautiful
that.
Beautiful Soup.
That's
we need a transitional tune?
No, we'll just play
You're just going to play it?
There you go.
Oh, it's roller rink music.
Can she hear this?
No.
She doesn't want to hear it. Poet of the organ.
Stuff.
Yes.
Jesse Crawford.
Makes you want to skate.
So you don't have a tape this week? Or do
I don't
you?
Have a tape. I went out yesterday to interview, and I just petered.
Petered out?
Yep. Just petered out.
You weren't inspired.
Well, I don't know what it was. I did those Irene fill-in shows, and I think it taxed me.
Yeah,
maybe. You wouldn't think it would.
So, wait, you went out yesterday to start?
I worked 7 hours this week.
You went out yesterday to start a tape, to
Well, I've been starting on Wednesdays lately.
Oh, okay.
Trying to shave off a day of production time.
Wow, yeah. That's really tight scheduling.
That's
not
why
really.
He's up all Wednesday night.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Do the snowblower?
Vivarin and
the snowblower?
You get on the snowblower, do you?
No, Fabio. Jeez.
No more skiing for
Tina.
No more snowblower for you.
Toro. You're in a good mood.
Am I?
Carry it. You got to carry me.
He's in a party mood.
Carry him. This is your show, man. You got to carry the
ball. You're in the captain's. Just take a call. We have until 22 after.
I'm going to give
and
you...
And then you have to go meet your friends.
I'm going
to
give you 12 minutes of my time here.
How about you, Scott?
Can't you negotiate with him?
Julie, you want to talk? Talk, Julie. You're emerging. You're a rising star here. Show him why.
Yeah, right.
Take the ball.
Your Monday show was so good.
And now look.
No,
I knew this would
you're
happen.
You're always good. I had so much fun listening to you on Monday when I wasn't asleep. I got to be up all Monday night. I'm not getting up at 11.
You know, Jerry Shirley was on with Evan Funk Davies last night. That was exciting.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know who that was. I had to Google
The drummer of Humble Pie.
Well, I know that now, but I didn't
know
that.
It was fantastic.
I don't even know Humble Pie.
I was jealous. Hey, but you know, Whitesnake's going to be, they're going to be playing down there by Union Square Park on sometime in the middle of May.
I'm going to try to catch
David Coverdale. I want to grill him. I want to ask David Coverdale a bunch of... You know who he is, right?
Yeah, talk to him about Tawny Katane.
Yeah, about the hood of that...
Her real name is Julie.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Julie Katane?
Yeah.
K-I-T-A-E-N?
That's right.
Yeah. Tawny Katane, Fob.
And who?
Oh, we loved her in the 80s.
She was in his video.
Doing ballet.
It was like the 80s video.
Wow.
White Snake.
Dancing over the front of the
What's your favorite White Snake tune, Bob?
Oh, you know, that famous one.
I'd love to just...
You weren't on mic there.
Tie you in a straight back kitchen chair and force you to listen.
Force me, like what's his name in Clockwork Orange? You know, open my eyes up.
Well, remember that episode of the Night Gallery where the hippie was like tied to a chair and he had to watch Vacation slides from this couple?
Oh, man.
I forgot about that.
Why did they do that to him?
Wow.
Because it was his idea of heck. There's a kid in here.
I like that. I like that. A hippie.
Lila, you need to be talking over there. We need that youthful exuberance.
Yeah, we need
Let's hear what youthful exuberance sounds like today she pushes away the mic.
I'm going to talk to America's youth.
Don't bug me.
This is not normal, is it?
What's her favorite music? What's your favorite, like, band or artist or singer?
Who do you listen? Justin Bieber, probably. Justin Bieber.
Oh, I don't think Scott would
Your face
Justin
lit up
Bieber
like a pinball machine.
Who do you like?
Yeah, I have all do you like control. What's your favorite song right now?
Lady Gaga? Like Lady, you like Lady Gaga. There she goes.
This Lady Gaga.
Huh?
Chip off the old block.
She likes Lady Gaga.
You like Lady Gaga?
Get that microphone away from me.
Do you like Lady Gaga, Scott?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Do you? I do. I like her.
Oh,
they're accusing her of stealing that Madonna song.
She did. It sounds just like the Madonna song.
What Madonna song?
What is it? Which one, Julie?
I think it was Express Yourself.
Really? She has a song that sounds just like
Bloody
that?
Organ down.
Same exact thing.
Jeez, Fabio.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry. I went the wrong way.
You know what you're doing
that
now.
Before.
You're just doing it on purpose.
Am I?
Goat.
Your goat.
Yeah, you tell your wife, Ruth, I'm really going to get his goat today. I'm going to jack that organ through the roof.
He's been thinking about it all night.
Oh,
Bob.
I haven't been thinking about it at all, actually. Uh-huh. And, you know, last week we didn't have any interaction whatsoever.
What did I even do last week? What was it?
No, because I was upstairs.
A generic show.
Yeah, you had a generic show, and Fabio was upstairs.
A generic show.
That's what he calls it. He calls it the generic Dusty Show.
It's 9 minutes after six. I am Clay Pigeon. This is, I don't know what this is.
This is the Dusty Show with Lila and Scott.
No calls at all. Give out that number.
Oh, it's 201-209-9368.
201-209-9368. If you've got a young one, stick them on the phone and let them talk to Lila. Lila is fielding calls right now.
You know, last time we went live, I really got to the shaft from the phone people. They were like, let's talk about Julie's love life. And then I came back to the station the next day and I heard about it and I was like, oh God. You asked me what I wanted in a guy, and you sat there and you wrote it all down.
Oh my God. Wow.
That was pretty
that's
humiliating.
Almost scary.
Those were happy times. Where did those days go?
Yeah. I don't know.
Turn up that organ, Fop.
You want that organ?
Yeah.
201-209-9368.
Not exactly. The 15 minutes is up.
What? Not yet.
Clay Pigeon's 15 minutes.
No.
What are you talking
about?
Just
ran out.
True. Yeah. No.
I had a brief surge.
You had your moment?
Yep.
Moment.
I'm back on the bench.
Moment in the sun?
Back on the bench.
You're on the farm team?
Yep.
201-209-9368 is the number to call if you want to interact with Clay Pigeon, myself, and Julie.
And Lila.
And Scott.
Lila. And Scott. Yes.
I wish
it. Uh-oh. What was that? Scott smelled something on his hands, and it's scary.
It came from her face.
He made this, like...
I don't know what it is.
Horrifying
where
face.
It came from.
Bed bug from the theater. I wish a grackle would fly in right now.
A what?
A grackle.
Oh, grackles are cute.
What the hell is a grackle?
Just a little sprightly grackle. Do they hop or walk, Julie?
They kind of hop.
Yeah. What is a grackle?
You know birds either hop or walk. Did you know that?
Well,
some
it's
birds
one
walk
it's
and
one.
Some hop.
Yeah, I have both kinds.
You'll never see a robin walking.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, my.
The party is increasing.
More.
Betsy is here.
I love it how people just walk in and people are on the air.
And she's like, wearing Kelly Green. Don't see that often. Yeah. No phone calls
You're
at all.
You're on the air. You're on the air.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, man. Who's this?
This is Greg.
Hey, Greg. What's on your mind?
Nothing. I was just standing here making dinner, and you guys set the call, so I called.
What are you talking about? What are you making?
making tortellini and green beans.
Fabio's Ooh, wow. eyes lit up.
I like tortellini.
What about the green beans, though, Fab? Does that go with tortellini?
It depends. Well, not together, but as a starter, maybe.
Don't you usually stuff something in the tortellini? Isn't
well,
the tortellini
are stuffed already.
What are they stuffed with, generally?
Well, usually it's cheese, ricotta, and like maybe some other cheese, like Parmesan.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Or sometimes it's stuffed with pesto. Sometimes it's stuffed with like some vegetable combination.
So there's no uniform
this
to it.
Is
it's
just
no, there's many different kinds. You're not liking
me.
It?
It
Come on, you
so
love
good.
It. Just you love
me.
It.
Talk about wieners or something.
Wieners.
I don't know Italian food. Talk about wieners and beans
now,
and
did
potato
you
chips.
Did you make the tortellini yourself, or were
no,
they frozen?
I have a giant bag of Costco tortellini. I'm
Costco
I'm bachelor chow.
I see.
Fabio just winced.
Basically, yes, I have to admit.
Have you ever been to a Costco, Fabio?
No. I have a general idea what they're like.
I have family members who love them.
Greg?
I'm so excited.
I have a love-hate relationship with them. I get depressed every time I walk through the parking lot, but...
So why do you go?
Because I don't have a lot of money, and you can get big 10-pound bags of tortellini for, like, really cheap.
50-pound bag of Purina.
I can't imagine
cat food,
10
kitty
pounds
litter,
of anything.
All that stuff.
10 pounds.
Well, wait a second. 10 pounds of tortellini?
10-pound happy set.
I'm exaggerating. It's probably like 5.
Five pounds is a lot.
Does it last you like 6 months?
Wow.
That's not very long.
Really? You eat tortellini
you
a lot?
The whole thing.
You eat that every day, do you?
He just eats out of the bag.
How old are you, Greg?
I am 33.
33.
Where are you calling from, Greg?
I'm calling from Bloomfield, New Jersey.
Aha. Uh-huh. Wow. I know Bloomfield well.
What did you do there, Fob?
Well, I had a girlfriend that lived there.
What was her name?
Well, I'd rather not discuss that.
Now, come on,
that.
Go there. We need
Why?
Something. Because this stinks. What was her name?
Yeah, we can get somebody else. How
no,
do you
Greg,
like
it's not Greg's fault.
I'm sure I don't know her.
It has nothing to do with
what
that.
What was your name, Fob? Stir it up. Come on, go there. What
Jessica.
Was Jessica from Bloomfield?
No, no.
How long did you go out?
You're on the air.
Look at him. He's avoiding
man.
It, Julie.
I cut him
Greg.
Off.
He's avoiding it.
Greg, are you still there?
I am. I almost lost you.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
You're coming over for some tortellini, Greg. Get
did
it right.
Did you have anything to offer up on the airwaves for us besides the tortellini?
You were talking about Night Gallery.
Yes.
Rod Serling's one of my idols. We can talk about him.
Wow, yeah, Rod Serling is great for sure.
His delivery was so just creepy.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, you know, he was just sort
like
of matter
that?
Of fact.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think he was just, I think he was actually uncomfortable on the air,
yeah,
like on camera.
Yeah.
I remember one where
he was a super left winger, like a lot of the FMU crowd.
Oh, you're assuming that the FMU crowd is all left-wingers? Let me tell you something.
Not
they're
all
not.
You know, like a lot of us.
You know, there's a lot of right-wingers here, believe it or not.
Do you like the president, Greg? Do you like that president?
President Obama?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
There's, there's things I like, there's things I'm not so crazy about, but I root for him, which is the thing.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to
yeah.
root for the president, not against him, even if he's not part of your party.
Which I'm learning now, because I spent 8 years rooting against Bush,
yeah.
and now I'm thinking that was kind of a jerk move.
Greg?
Yeah?
We're going to dump you.
That's fine. Keep it moving.
Keep listening, though, okay?
Absolutely.
Don't
Thanks
give
for
up.
Calling, Greg.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
I've lost it.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hello. You cut me off last
time. Too young.
Sorry about that.
I don't care.
I was just calling because you had been talking about poultry performances, and actually a poultry performance changed the course of my life.
Really? Did you go to a cockfight or something?
No, I was about 12 years old, and I went to see a performance at the Massachusetts College of Art that had Zev... And who was spinning water cooler bottles and shaking.
Yeah, Zev is great, yeah.
And, who the hell's Zev?
Filmmakers Beth B. and Scott B.
What year was this?
this must have been, I don't know, I was like 12 or 14, so it must have been like 77 or 79, something like
oh,
that.
Oh, you saw them early on. Yeah, so you saw her their early films, and you saw Zev perform at, you know, at a very early period. That's great.
Yep, and it blew my mind. And there was also an act called Jaime and Glenda.
Jaime and Glenda.
Glenda with an I. And they had... like power saws with raw chicken and a nude woman, and my 12-year-old mind was just blown, and it was like, I'm going to art school.
Were your parents with you at this disaster?
No, I don't.
Disaster.
Taking me there.
That sounds really bizarre. So they just like cut apart the chickens, or
cut apart the chicken, and a nude woman was throwing the parts in the. In the audience, and then there was film and music, and
wow.
More salmonella.
I knew that was where I needed to head with my life.
Wow!
And do you do similar things now?
No, not at all.
So you didn't head that
art
direction.
School, though, and I do art, but I don't mess with raw poultry.
Better not to. Lots of diseases.
Yeah. Bob shutting the door. He got cold. It's cold.
Even with his
collar, I'm slumping. Jeez,
it's
Bob,
true.
When you
your neurosis is all well-founded, Clay.
It is.
It's been a long, slow slide.
When you shut that door, Bob, it created some type of vacuum that nearly blew out the diaphragms of the microphones.
Oh, you exaggerate.
Did you hear it,
everything.
Julie? No.
Scott, you knew what I'm talking about, didn't
Clay
you?
Pigeon.
Those diaphragms were stressed.
Oh,
yeah. You know what I'm talking about, Bob?
I do.
Inside this tender microphone.
Yes, there's a diaphragm.
There's a diaphragm.
Yes, I know.
That keeps other little microphones.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Does it reproduce little microphones?
I went there first. Lila. We need Lila. Make her talk, Scott.
Make her talk.
You're her dad. Command her to talk.
Force her to talk.
The library, away from microphones.
Lila.
Lila is 5 and a half years old.
Will
and
you
her
speak?
Favorite music is?
Speak. You're being defiant. These
she's
kids
five and
today.
A half.
Yeah.
Weren't you defiant?
They're smart, aren't they, Scott? No, I would have got paddled within an inch of my
life.
You're
defiant now. Imagine what you were like at 5 and a half.
I'm totally flexible. I'm malleable.
I don't believe
he's
it.
Dusty,
a terrible show, isn't it? Dusty Throwaway. I'm going to put it on the... I'm going to put Don't Listen on the playlist.
Don't listen. Yeah. Really, it's that bad, huh?
It's terrible.
Really?
Well,
why?
Well, I'm terrible.
Why?
You're
I've
not
been
terrible.
Slumping for 10 days.
I don't buy that for a second.
Do you know how many people I hear talk about
your feeling? I don't
want to.
Julie, stop it. Stop it. Is there any more calls? That's it? Is there still a caller there?
Yeah, we still have a caller.
I'm still here. I was just hanging out.
How much do you weigh?
I weigh about 180.
You do? That's
you
good.
How talk about how you're aging badly. That's always a fodder.
My
for
face
a long
has fallen like a cake this year.
Awkward.
It has. I was holding up good. Look at those hoof and mouth pictures from the last couple of years online, and then this year it's just like the waddle is forming, the saggage. I'm not. Listen to him laugh. How old are you? 33, or was that the last caller?
That was the last guy.
Sharpling.
No,
I wasn't supposed to. Come on in,
Sharpling. Tom.
Come on in. You're going.
We
you're
need
going.
Some star power.
It's like it's like Johnny. He won't call me over to the couch.
You're not stopping. You're doing great.
Thank you. It's Tom Sharpling.
You're my favorite.
See, there you go.
And my wife loves you, Tom.
Words of praise from Tom. How much better can it get?
Yeah, see that?
I know. It's like Sinatra coming in or something.
It really is.
Wasn't it? Like I was going
to
kiss
the music,
his. I was ready
know?
To kiss his ring if he'd have held it out.
And then he ran away.
Of course. I called him to the couch and... he had to go.
Yeah.
So, you know, speaking of Sinatra, I was reading about...
You have 3 minutes.
Okay. I was reading about the Frazier-Ali fight, the first Frazier-Ali fight that happened in...
Manila?
No.
Zaire?
The one in New York at
Down
Madison Square Garden.
Down Frazier, that one?
Like, no. The one in Madison Square Garden, 73, 4. Anyway... Frank Sinatra was hired by, it was either Life magazine or one of those magazines to photograph the fight.
Why would you Frank hire Sinatra to take pictures?
I don't know.
Because he probably was his hobby.
I don't know.
I'd never
and
heard
somebody
that.
Found out, and they're like, Frank, come and shoot the fight.
I mean, that's a weird thing. Frank Sinatra is the photographer.
Yeah, but Ringo
ring.
Was good. He took the picture on the cover of the T-Rex Slider album with,
I didn't know that.
With Mark Bolan with a chamber pot on
I
his
had
head.
I had no idea.
Yeah, Ringo was good.
Yeah,
who was. Else is good at things that are not
Roddy
famous
McDowell
for?
Roddy McDowell was a tremendous photographer.
Was he? Yeah. Tony Bennett, good painter.
Jeff Bridges is also a photographer.
John Mellencamp can slap some paint around.
Right, he paints.
Yeah. Okay, we got another caller. Sir, I'm going to let you go. Thank you.
Hey.
Paint as well. Take care.
Hey. What's your message of peace and love to everybody?
Yes. Oi.
Come on.
Oi.
Spit it out.
No, that's it. Just oi.
Say hi to Lila.
Oi, bae. See ya. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, see? Now he hates me. I lost a listener.
FMU, you're on the air.
Sharpling's here, too, and I'm stinking.
Stinking.
This could have been my
stinking
big...
in front
it could
of
have been my big break.
Your big break for yeah. what?
He could have lofted me up a higher somewhere, above this.
To
he
where?
Would anyway.
To where I...
To what?
To something lucrative. I don't
like
know. Something. Something.
There is no lucre here.
I'm just about to wrung the water out of the dish, Ray.
201-209-9368. Here's a call. You're on the air.
Hi, this is John McKay from Los Angeles.
John McKay from Steppenwolf?
Hey, John.
Wow. That would be cool, wouldn't it? Suke.
Yes, what do you have to tell us?
You stink.
I'm just giving Clay an update from my call-in a week and a half ago.
Oh, yeah. You had the doctor's problem with the ticks and the noises you were making, and you went to a neurologist.
You have Tourette's or something?
No, that was I was calling in about my divorce.
Oh, that's the other guy. Ooh. I don't know, but understandably,
you're bringing us down, man. That's a total bummer. You're going to get divorced?
You're out in California, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd it go? You sound kind of bummed.
I'm just a little tired.
Yeah. You got to make it snappy here, though, because we're going to CD.
Did they clean you out?
Well, we actually been trying to work it out, and maybe we might not get a divorce.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's good.
All right. Well, yeah.
So what's the change since last time?
Well, I actually was living in my van last time I talked to you.
Oh,
now
really?
I'm back in the house.
Oh, that's great, wow. John.
She let you back in the house?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Sounds like The Wrestler, like a scene from The Wrestler almost. Okay.
No, don't. I'm confused here because we were going to go to a story, and now it's too late.
Too late?
Well, we have another call.
Because it's 37 minutes long.
What's 37 minutes
but
long?
But now I feel like I can't bail on you.
I'm going to bail.
Don't bail on him. He's in the midst of marital discord.
I have to bail.
Oh, you're not bailing.
Right now.
Yeah.
Well, I could always call back another time.
See, everything's falling apart.
We've got Scott.
Are you on with your friends on the phone?
I'm taking a call right now.
And the caller's
he's a social butterfly. He's got things
I'll
to
call
do.
You back.
Caller, we do care. It might seem like I care.
I think Lila's ready.
I'm going to skip the story because of you, man. Because this is it's more important.
Oh, I'm honored.
Yeah.
Thanks, Clay.
So what was the turning point to getting you back in the house?
Turn up that organ, Fob.
Soap opera music?
She wanted me to play a bigger role in raising the kids, and I got them involved in scouting. And we actually had an argument a couple of days ago about the kids working on a merit badge, and now she, like, that was like a sign that I care, so...
Well, that's good. I mean, you're supposed to be involved with your kids.
By my passion.
Good. You're supposed to be passionate. They're your children, too, right?
Yeah.
Clay has nothing to say because Clay didn't hear most of that.
I'm in the captain's chair.
He's in the captain's chair.
I'm in the captain's chair, and I'm... Oh, there's Lila. Lila, say something.
No.
Come on, say something. You want to. Get up on that microphone. you're dying to say something. Yeah, you are. I know.
You can be a radio star, Lila, like
come
your
on.
Dad.
Tell us what... Tell... caller, do you have kids?
He was just talking about his kids.
Yeah, and you need to step up and assume the role, you said?
Yeah, I have to be a better father.
So what do you say to him? How do you relate to him? We've got a... 5.5-year-old here who just got back from HOP. Just pounded the... Go ahead.
You try and meet him at their level and talk about things that they're interested in.
Scott, slap those cans on her head here. Let's let him talk to her.
She doesn't want to mess up her hair.
That was kind of brusque, wasn't it? Slap them cans
slap
on her.
Slap them cans on her.
No, Scott, she won't keep them on? Hey, Lila, this guy in California wants to talk to you. You don't have to answer him, but will you listen to him? Want to hear him? Here she is. He's putting the headphones on her. She's holding her arm out
wow.
in resistance.
She's really repulsed by them.
Is she going to fuss? Scott, you've spoiled her so. Listen with one
wow.
ear. Give us one ear, Lila. Just one ear. Just one ear. She's plugging them both now. Yeah, now see, this is attention getting, Julie, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is, you can directly relate this to adulthood. This is how Fabio acts.
This is how Fabio acts.
Kind of childish sometimes.
Oh,
if he
Fabio, no.
If he doesn't get his way.
Well, you gotta stand up for what you believe,
now
right?
Now his friends are here. See? You can see the camera. This show's
falling
I don't
think
apart.
Those are his friends. I think he's going out to see his friends.
Caller, what are we going to do with you? How's this going to turn out? Do you need to get work?
I have a question, John.
I just asked
yeah.
him. Julie.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, see, now. When's your shift? 3 a.m. to 6.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'll be quiet.
Okay. Julie, that wasn't real admonishment.
I'll be quiet like Lila.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No, I just wanted, when he called before, he was talking about being in love with a woman that he hadn't met. Is that still going on?
See, with Lila, when you don't want her, then she starts, yeah. And
well,
it won't end in this hour,
I think,
will it?
I think I've come to terms with the reality of the situation, and I realize that I'm trying to emotionally connect with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I, like, was misdirecting that need for emotional connection, so I'm trying to like switch gears and like direct that towards my wife. And
right, exactly. You need to keep the emotional connection with her going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're moving in the right direction.
Is it a Chevy van?
Huh?
It's a VW, isn't it?
Is it a Chevy van you were sleeping in?
No, it was a Dodge Ram van.
Yeah, a Dodge Ram. My old band had a Dodge Ram with the captain's chairs. And
like
the little
the
TV
chair.
In the back. It was fantastic. Yeah, Chevy van. Who did that song, Scott? Chevy van. Who did that,
Chevy van?
Yeah. Who did a song about Chevy vans?
Made love in my Chevy van, and that's all right with me. Remember that song?
No.
Sounds like a commercial to me.
Like a picture she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her hair. Woke up and took me by the hand. We shook hands in my Chevy van.
Name
and
that
all
tune,
right
somebody out there.
Me. Yeah, it's Chevy van by somebody.
By somebody.
I've never heard that in my life.
Come on, Chevy van. Who did it, listeners?
Was it Grand Funk Railroad?
No, it wasn't. It was a one-hit wonder.
What's
your favorite Grand Funk song? Let's turn this topic away from your terrible marriage. You know, because that's going to work out. You got your foot.
He's working on
his
it.
His foot's back in the door. She still wants him around.
Does
that's
she?
That's obvious. Yeah. Or she.
I don't know.
She
Maybe
does.
She doesn't.
Come on, she
well,
does.
Well, she let him back in the house.
I'm sick of the whole
well,
deal.
You know, that was a, I'm sick of the
I
whole
am.
Deal.
That's because you got the happy
No,
marriage.
We're halfway through the worst Dusty show in the history
well, that's
of the Dusty.
That's nonsense. Come on.
It What's, is.
How do you measure that? How do you measure worst and best of the Dusty
because
show?
Because somebody's going to call right now
yeah.
and say, you know what, Clay, this is one of the worst.
No, they're not.
I listened to you for a while,
no,
and I'm not.
Not
enjoying this.
No,
one.
They're not.
Yeah.
They're liking exactly what you're doing.
What's your favorite California song where the name California is mentioned?
California
Listener,
Sun.
You'll go by the Ramones.
By the Ramones.
California Dreamin'.
A little bit of
no.
it.
No. No.
How does it go? California Sun. What's the, there's a chant at the beginning, isn't there?
I like the Joni Mitchell song.
Which one is that?
Just
know,
called
California.
How's it go, Julie?
I don't know.
You know, you sing, and you haven't sang.
I don't know that one.
If you want to be on this show anymore, you better do some
I know California Dreamin'. I don't know the California
All the leaves are brown,
like that.
And the sky is gray. I went for a walk, dun-dun-dun-dun, on a winter's day, on a winter's day. I'd be safe and tell her, yeah, you get with it. I could leave today. California dreaming, California dreaming on such a winter's day. Stopped into a church.
Lila's like looking at you like you're out of your mind.
Along the way. Take the high note, Julie. Well,
got down on my got down on my knees and I began to pray. Began to pray. You know the preacher digs a call. He knows I'm gonna stay. Knows I'm gonna stay.
We're scaring Fabio. We're scaring Lila.
Yeah.
She wants a run now.
I know.
Do you like to sing,
this
Lila?
This is permanently scarring her.
You don't to sing?
Yeah. You do too. What's
How could you not?
What's that hop song from that movie?
Hop. Scott, you sure you want her to be in this room right now?
Well, Clay, if you ever come to California, you're
gonna
welcome
punch
to crash on my couch, okay?
In your van? Can I sleep in your van?
Yeah.
Can I eat some hot Cheetos in there? Some of those hot,
hot Cheetos?
I was at Blimpy and they subbed hot Cheetos to me. And
hot Cheetos?
Yeah. And they're revenging me right now. I need to run out to side.
Oh, man.
My van is your van.
Is it? And you're our friend. Are you our perma-friend? Just say it.
Perma-friend.
perma-friend of the Dusty Show.
Is that like permafrost?
We need perma-friends. We need more perma-friends. That's what we're calling
them. I'm a perma-friend of the Dusty Show.
Yeah. Through rain, sleet, or...
Snow.
Snow.
No.
Tina.
Thank you, John.
Tina. What's your word for snow, Fob?
Snow?
Snow.
Yeah. Come on. It's a big part of your life. You and that Bloomington chick. Snow, baby. It's snowing in Bloomington. Come on over, Fabio.
I've never been to Bloomington.
What's another California? What's California Sun? I know it. I used to sing it in a band. How's it go? Name a lyric. You don't have to sing it. How's it go? California. Come on. What is
we'll
it?
We'll have fun in the California Sun.
Yeah, I can't remember the melody, though.
Aren't all the Ramones melodies pretty much the same anyway? Isn't it just like really fast? Just pick a Ramones song and put those words to it.
How about the song from, what was that TV show that the theme song is California? And he just says it over and over again.
No.
It was like in about 5 years ago. What
was that show. That you know that show where they said California about 5 years ago.
Wait.
Where's your friends, Fob?
What do you mean,
I thought you had to
he's
go.
Out to meet he them. He's not.
He's like Lila. See, he didn't really want to go, but he wasn't going
to
say.
He wanted the. He wanted.
I do
he
have to, go.
Beg him.
To beg him.
He wanted us to beg him to stay.
And then he held his arm out like Lila did, and was like, "No, no." And so he leaves the room.
He wouldn't take the headphones.
And
he
when
shook
we start
head.
Stinking, then he comes back in to
he
be
took,
the big
he
savior.
Took pity on us.
Oh, Fabio's back now. It's getting better. Yeah.
I had to make a phone call. I have, you know. People.
He has a life outside the station,
yeah, exactly.
Unlike us.
For the snow.
The snow.
What's
the snow blower?
Snowblower.
Informer. What was that snow song, Informer? You were, that was one of
what?
A big one with you, Scott. Remember that song?
Scott's shaking his head like,
by
what?
Snow,
that was a big one with you.
I wish somebody had snow and they could call and play it in the background. How do you play things off the internet on the air? You got it. Once you show me this,
show
it's all
the
over because I'll
library.
Never stop.
He'll be there all
does anyone
the time.
Just right, well, do this on their show like
they
endlessly?
Do a lot.
Sure,
no,
sure.
Because
it's kind of addictive. I don't want anyone to know how to do this. So what do we do up here? Keep talking, Fabio. You're good
well,
at it.
Well, I'm going to be saying
you're not
goodbye.
Leaving. No, you're not.
I
make
am.
Sure you turn the channel on.
I'm going to be saying goodbye shortly because I have to go back to the city across the river.
Don't be Mick Jagger.
What do you mean, Mick Jagger? What?
Don't be Tom Sharpling and run away.
I'm not what the hell does that mean?
You think he was going to walk into this mess? He's got a real show.
He's got a real show.
This is like a minor league game down here. Come on.
He wanted to come down and pat us on the head.
And then we got to do a Rico Suave. I love
what?
This.
Oh,
now,
Rico
how do you make
Suave.
It go on
what
the
hell is Rico Suave?
You're going to find out in short order.
What is that?
Yeah,
it's a really bad
what if,
song.
What if it's
it
like, what if they Rick you, roll you or something?
Or some hip hop.
Oh, this is
awful. Like, it's like a remix or something, Scott. There it is.
Hey, Lana's dancing.
All right, this is where I say goodbye. You've officially
now
put
Scott,
the nail in my coffin.
All I have to do is, oh man, this is fantastic. I'm
going
to do
in
this.
Trouble now. Okay, I'm going to say goodbye, everyone.
Don't Fabio,
but
stop
I have to
the
go.
Drama. You're not going
I have
anywhere.
To go.
I'm sick of it. I'm
come
sick
on,
of
Fabio,
this.
You're halfway there.
Fake. What kind of friends do you have? Who a celebrity?
They're from out of
is like Anthony
of,
and the Johnsons waiting
they're
for
from
you.
Out of the country.
It's one of your kooky friends. They probably don't even.
They're from out of the country.
Even, they're not even
they're probably listening to them. They're probably enjoying
such
this.
An alternate reality. They're not even going to know when you're with them. Hold on now. Where's
what the hell is he talking about?
Hold on. This is gonna.
I have friends from out of town.
What reality?
I gotta go
what
see them.
Hey,
Scott, where's the pod again? Which one?
It's in your pocket.
I can hear you.
Okay, check all this right. out. Check this will make
I mean,
you stay.
No.
Yeah. Remember this one, Julie?
No, I've never heard this.
All right. Well, I'll see you guys next week.
Rico Schwann.
Bye.
This is for you.
God, this is bad.
I have to go.
Come on.
Sorry.
There goes Fabio. Rico Schwann.
I'm sure you can carry this.
We can do this for the rest of the... Hey, you're really leaving. We're going to stink.
No, you're not. You're going to be fine.
Fabio, once we commit with you, you can't just bail.
You know, you just show up and you don't tell me you're going to do this and you expect
yeah,
you me
to
just
the chair.
Roll.
You bought into it. You know how
I
it goes.
Bought into it.
I'm giving you a
where's
chance.
You ate it and abetted.
Me a chance.
I have given you a chance to get
Scott,
out of the bush league.
Me a chance.
To go to the second level, Fab.
What
you
level?
And me together, and we're going to drag Julie with us. And look at Scott's in here trying to
about?
Osmosize some
you're,
of the action.
You're delusional.
He's been on the air for 20 years. He needs a little shot in the arm.
You are delusional.
No, listen to this. You listen to this. You listen. Listen. Shut up. Don't say.
This is bad. This
it's
is
not
so
bad.
Bad. No.
It's not bad.
No, this I hated this song at the time,
no,
and I don't
didn't.
Like it anymore.
You don't have to prove anything to anyone,
no,
Julie.
No, I'm serious. I did not like the song.
You don't have to prove anything.
I'm not trying to prove
yes,
anything.
You are. Just get it.
Until next week.
Let yourself go for once.
Bye.
I embrace my pop sensibilities.
Rico, come on.
I like the Spice Girls. I admit it, but I don't like this.
All right. Well, we'll find something else then. How about a little April Wine? Let's look up
oh
April
Wine. Oh, my God.
April.
Now we're YouTubing on the air.
April Wine. What's what was April Wine's?
Just Between You and Me.
Just Between. They had another one.
Sign of the Gypsy Queen.
No, wait. We got to. Let's go Molly
Scott
Hatchet.
Is going to save us.
Molly
get on the mic, Scott.
Molly Hatchet. Bounty Hunter. See, I always go. There's certain ones. Which ones do you always YouTube? What bands?
Bob and Bop Bop, yeah.
Yeah, see, I always do.
Ooh, that looks good.
Fabio, you're not.
You don't want it?
You know, you're crazy to leave this because we just stumbled on something great. Hold on. Wishbone Ash Live.
Why don't you play some goth?
Glowing Free. I'll play some goth in a minute here. I'll play everything.
And I'll sit here and eat a banana.
Listen to this. Listen to from Midnight Special, Wishbone Ash, Blowing Free. How come I'm not hearing anything? Oh, listen to this. Man, I wish you could see him. Andy Powell.
I can't believe this. I can't believe he's doing this.
Listen to this. Does it sound better in a minute?
Internet delivery.
Do you still have that guy on the phone?
Listen to this. Wishbone Ash, you guys, from 1973, the Midnight Special. This was what it was all about. It's going to
yes,
kick you.
I'm there still here.
Oh, the caller's
still
there.
You still have a caller.
Yeah.
This one's for you, baby. Out in California. Here we go. Somebody out there in this audience is going haywire right now, loving this. Somebody.
Thought I had a girl. I know because I've seen her. Bring me down, 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 down. Hair was golden brown. Yeah. Blowing free like a cornfield.
Well, I got her headphones on.
Oh, man, that is the stuff. Caller,
so
you still there?
So not.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Was that inspiring, or are you kind of depressed?
Well, I can't hear what you're playing. I just
and
hear
you know,
singing.
You know what?
Oh, we can't hear the music.
You know what?
It's good singing.
You know what, Trader? Fabio?
Trader?
I listened to WABC last night, Red Eye Radio overnight. A great host, I don't know his name, Doug or something. And he was a kind of conservative, but a moderate. And he was everything I wanted to be. A fantastic political commentator, diffused all the boneheads, kept everything very civil. I didn't disagree with him, but I respected him. And I said, that's what I want to do. And this is what's the reality, Fab. This is who I am.
That's not true.
And it
because
is
you,
sad.
You go
it's
out
sad.
And talk to
no
people.
No wonder I can't get anywhere. This is BS, isn't it, California? Just
Clay,
admit it. This is
Clay, I love you for who you are. And
yeah.
I wouldn't want you any other way.
Biting
see,
the head off a chicken. In a hat with bells on it. That's who I...
What?
The court jester.
I know.
That's it. Yeah.
The guys who bite the heads off chickens.
The
they're
funny
geeks.
Guy.
They're called geeks.
The fun... A geek.
Yeah.
I'm a geek.
You're not.
I'm a modern day geek.
No, you are not.
Yeah.
You go out and you talk to those people who don't have a voice otherwise. You ask them intelligent questions. What?
The hat with bells. I just heard bells.
Well, it's not my fault you wear Joy.
Let's keep playing songs. Caller, what do you want? What do you want to hear? What's you and your wife's song? Let's look it up here. What is it?
It's
3 seconds.
Oh, Girl by the Shy Lights.
Oh, wow. Shy Lights. I don't like that one. I like the other one. Shy Lights.
Oh, girl.
Have you seen her? Let's sing it, Julie.
That's the only part I know.
Yeah, it's a good one. I hope there's not like a secret swearing version or something that's going to come up. Is Lila still? What are you doing
Lila's
here?
There. She's
You're supposed to be in bed.
She's
it's almost 7.
She's got the headphones on. She's listening.
Oh, let's sing it, everybody. Here's the Shy Lights, Solid Gold from 1971 WFM.
Oh,
you
man.
Have you seen her?
And poor John can't hear this. You want to sing, Lila?
You know, Julie,
yeah.
I'm going to say it to you.
Yeah.
Listener, 1 month ago today, I was happy.
I was happy
as a lark. I go for walks.
I go for walks.
To the movies, Lila.
Top.
Maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. Lila, you know tomorrow's your future. But for Clay Pigeon, it's just another day.
Have you decided he's crazy yet? He's crazy, right?
Gather around. They seem to know my name. We laugh.
We laugh.
Tell a few jokes. But it still doesn't ease my pain. You liking this, Julie?
No.
I know I can't hide from a memory. Though day after day I've tried. I keep saying Bloomfield woman will be back.
But today,
but again today I've lied.
Can you dance to this? Now it's a song.
You know this one, right?
Yeah, I do recognize
Tell
it.
Me, have you seen her? All right, yeah. Well, I thought that was going somewhere.
It sounded good when you were doing it.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it
sounded
did.
Like a...
You make everything palatable.
No one wants to hear somebody sing along with a song.
That's not true.
It's so annoying. We need metal.
Depends if it's you.
Listener?
Yeah.
He's
poor,
still alive.
Poor guy.
I know,
he's
bummed.
Hanging in there.
Oh,
I
man.
I think we have somebody else calling too, don't we?
Nope.
No, that's just him.
Yeah. And the comments are gone. Yeah.
Well, somebody call up if you want to talk to Clay. Get him to stop playing YouTube.
201-209-9368. Call in with your YouTube request. Let's look him up. We got 17 minutes. He'll play anything. 209-9368.
We got records.
I got something to say about YouTube.
Oh, man.
I'm a film student, and I just uploaded my first student film.
Talk to Lila. We've got a 5.5-year-old. She's got the cans on. She's right by the mic. Say hi to her. Let's let a child take this show back to the ground here. Get us grounded. I mean,
she's the most mature one in here.
Well, you are, Joy.
I don't even know what 5-year-olds are into these days. What, you know, what
Can
is
you hear him, Lila?
Still around? I don't even know.
He's sad, Lila. He's sad.
John, how old are you kids?
They're 13 and 16.
Wow.
Do you remember when they were 5?
Yeah.
What did you do with them then? What was
fun? They
were
like Pokemon.
Pokemon. You like? You know what that is, Lila? Pokemon? No. She likes Lady Gaga. Hey, let's look up Lady Gaga.
No.
Lady.
No, no,
let's see if that song sounds like Madonna. What's it called?
I Was Born This Way.
See, you know that song.
Because I've heard about it.
Is it?
It sounds just like Express Yourself.
Is there
I think it's just Born This Way.
Any bad words in it or anything?
I don't think so, but I couldn't tell you.
I hope not.
Just let's keep an eye on the dump button.
See if it sounds like that Madonna.
Lady Gaga, she says.
Yeah.
Or capital H-I-M.
You know this, Lila? This is scaring me, Julie. This seems potentially dangerous.
Just put your paws up.
Yeah, she could just uncork one here. Way, hey, what's with this intro?
My mama told me when I was young.
You know it?
We're almost superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on. In a glass of her boudoir.
Look at it, got the phones absolutely lit up insane. California,
they say, please stop playing Gaga, please.
Can we let you go, California?
Sure.
Will you call us
great.
Back again? It has been great. You're a
Thanks
good guy,
Thanks for calling,
man.
McCabe. Take care.
All right, bye.
Don't be bummed, man. It's going to work out.
I believe.
Okay, brother. God, I hate to hang up. He sounds really bummed.
He's a good friend of the station.
Anyone there?
Hey, Clay Pigeon. This is Scott from Omaha.
Scott from Omaha. Barcodeart.com, right?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
And the flip book. You got my flip book, I believe. I sent you about a week ago or a month ago.
I'm looking up Froggy Beaver from Omaha.
That's what I was going to request. You read my mind. Froggy Beaver
from the pond. Oh, come to believe. That's kind of a bummer, though. Just they got all the ballads up. I don't get it. Let's hear Froggy Beaver. Froggy Beaver from Omaha. Hold on, Scott. Oh, this is pretty.
I've never heard of this.
Now, see, this made me cry in high school.
You got to sing it to me.
Watching the autumn leaves change their colors and fall.
Oh, man, this is so pretty.
Different as it's really surreal just to hear you singing on the phone. It feels like just you and me.
I'm just singing to you, Scotty. Just
is it romantic, Scotty?
It is. It's very romantic. I feel pretty honored.
He's got that voice, man.
I know there's a reason.
We're singing Froggy Beaver, Scott.
You're singing what?
Froggy Beaver.
From Omaha, 1973.
Of their lives.
This is really a personal song to me.
As do it all.
Now, I just want to do the chorus, and then we'll bail.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Air guitar.
And I'll claim it.
On the radio.
I see that we're like the leaves.
I forgot the words. You don't want to
Lila,
do
you know the expression train wreck? This is what this is. This is a train wreck.
Is it?
Yeah, it kind of is.
It is now.
You know I love you, Clay, but this is kind of a
train
wreck.
I don't even want to see you,
and Fabio is back to hell.
Yeah, he's putting on one of his jerky songs. What are you putting on, Fab?
I'm not putting anything on.
What are you doing? You can't
he's
just
on Facebook.
Come in. What do you think? You own the... this is the Dusty Show, Fabio. Strength through failure is over.
I know.
It's over.
There is no strength in this failure.
This might be a coup.
I think it should be. Someone needs to... Now, see, Lila... Talk to us. Lila, how old are you? Let's get your radio thing. You've talked to her on the air before. I've heard her.
Yeah.
Why is she clamming now? Am I freaking her?
He freaking you, Lila?
Am I weird?
Maybe it's too many people in here.
Am I weird?
Yeah. She's nodding. What are you doing, Fab? I'm playing songs. Did you mess me up?
Here. It's here. Hit that one.
Yeah. See, just come in and Scott, are you there?
Yeah. I was going to ask you about the flip book I sent you a little while ago.
Scott sent me a flip book, a little tiny flip book of the World Trade Center. It's really weird and heavy. That's kind of a downer right now.
Yeah, it is kind of heavy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I didn't want to bring, and especially for you people that kind of witnessed it in real time.
We need a blast of something here. Let's go Judas Priest.
There you go.
Breaking the Law. That's what we need.
Oh, man.
See, come on.
Breaking the Law.
What's the song about leather? What are the leather songs?
Hellbent for Leather.
Yeah.
I'm in the captain's chair here, Scotty.
Know what I like?
I got stereo,
Scott. I'm going to sign off so I can hear you on the radio, but it's always a pleasure. Keep up the good work.
You too, man. Don't bail on me. Don't forget me. You're a perma-friend, right?
Oh, a perma-friend from the beginning to the end.
We love you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott. Say hi
to Omaha. All right.
Yes. There I was completely wasted, out of work and down.
You know it, Scott.
All inside, it's so.
He's not going to sing for us.
Rob Halford and Judas Priest.
I don't know your verses.
I don't know that.
If I live or die, so I might as well begin to put some action in my life. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
We need
breaking the law, breaking the law.
You like this one?
She likes it.
Breaking the law.
That's your kid, Scott. Breaking the law. 5 years old.
You don't need the verses, you just want the chorus.
You don't know what it's like. You don't have
I want to play Whitesnake.
That wasn't half bad.
Yeah, you like it?
Is Whitesnake Pour Some Sugar On?
Wait,
is that
the
one?
We need different ones, more obscurities. Ten Pole Tudor. Remember that?
Who killed Bambi? Who killed Bambi?
Wunderbar. Oh, man.
You got Victim of Changes on the internet?
Great having your own show, isn't it? Just playing whatever you want. I'm in control.
He's
here.
Doing what he does at home.
Pop's performance that really made it a hit.
Jeez. all this long intro? You should see them. It's not that good. All right, we got to get this back under control. I don't even need to bring records anymore. I can just do this. Just
She's still talking about Lady Gaga.
Is someone
is her
on
mic on? No.
Oh, man.
Is Lila's mic on?
Lila? Yeah, I think it's up.
She was talking
Lila,
a little bit.
You up? Turn it. Go ahead.
She was talking about Lady Gaga.
Don't clam now.
What do you like about Lady Gaga?
What do you like about Lady Gaga?
It's a hostile witness, Clay.
Go, yeah. Go. Yeah. It's not funny anymore, Julie. We've lost everybody. 201-209-9368. Somebody tell the emperor about his new clothes here. Someone, please. I need a dose of reality without swearing.
Lady Gaga.
Say it.
Lady Gaga.
Say it. kids. Hey, speaking of kids, let's look up Art Linkletter. He was something with those kids. How about a little Art?
He did well with his own.
Yeah, he
did. He really?
No,
no.
Is he one of those guys that was totally abusive, like Bing Crosby?
You don't know the story of Diane Linkletter?
No, I don't.
You don't know the acid casualty. Urban legend about the kids who jumped off overpasses on freakouts.
No, one of them was his?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. She
lovely.
Ended her life, Julie.
She had a bummer.
On acid.
On acid.
Lady Gaga.
It's sad.
It's very sad.
I felt that way.
You know, and we're all laughing.
In college, when I took some of that medicine, I felt really weird. And I consciously potting you down. And I actually had a lucid moment where I was like, don't do what they call the Art Linkletter. Don't do
wow.
it. When I was feeling weird on the medicine. And so in that respect, I guess it was good.
What medicine
was
it?
Passing the freeway overpass. Oh,
Corrosives.
What's that?
Some
Lady Gaga.
Acidic materials.
So it's like acid.
No.
No.
Julie.
Oh, you said it was acidic materials.
Come on. This is just insane. This is...
Yeah. Lady Gaga.
I'm potting you down. Now, if we can't have a conversation...
Aw.
So what do you want to talk about? What grade are you in?
I wanted her to tell me what she likes about Lady Gaga. What do you like about her? Is it the outfits?
Can you sing a Lady Gaga song, Lila?
Yeah.
I don't know any.
Papa, paparazzi. I bet you know that one.
Oh, my God. My roommate plays that endlessly.
Oh, I hate that song. It's infectious, though. It sticks in your head once you hear it.
We need Motley Crue. looks that kill. Enter.
Kill.
Prompt. Blast. Oh, I can't wait. I just need to hear this right now. Right now. Lila, cover your ears. Oh, it's live. There's Tommy Lee.
Uh-oh,
this could be.
Watch out.
Could be.
Run the button.
Yeah, yeah. I don't trust that one bit because old Vince Neil's likely to curse.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Gaga. That's why it's baby. Takes
baby
her back.
Talk.
Takes her back.
She's actually
to her baby days.
She's been 1 year old for the past couple days.
Why is that?
Ask her.
This looks like the
She's regressing. She's pining for the good old days.
Oh, and then we're playing Britney Fox.
Oh.
How about Britney Spears?
And MTV was there for the making of the clip. Group members Nikki Sixx and Vince Neil explain the concept.
Oh, this is like talking. We don't want that.
We want Britney Fox. Britney Fox, 1988 MTV.
Can you believe this, Betsy?
Long way.
Can you believe this train wreck?
Long way. Check this out. I hope it's got... Oh, man, this is good. Oh, this is the good one. Yeah, this is it. Check it out.
Okay. We'll be back with Debbie Gibson, but once more, here's Britney Fox.
Debbie Gibson.
Look at him, Bets. Look at him. Kirsten loves this. Britney Fox on WFMU.
Long Way to Love from 1988 live on MTV. We're YouTubing it up on The Dusty Show. Have fun with us. Give us a call. There's still time.
Yes, please somebody call. 1-800-201-9368.
Watch, he's going to do the splits. He's going to do the splits.
Feel the love deep in your eyes.
So nobody wants to hear the music. They just want to hear you sing, Clay.
This is Dizzy Dean. Listen to this high note. And this is live, Scott Williams. Listen to this.
He's got him on his ears.
Watch it, Betsy. He's going to do the splits.
Watch it. I'm waiting.
Yeah, it's just taking too long, isn't it?
My hair could do that, I think.
Okay, we're bringing it down to earth for the rest of the
Somebody
show.
Somebody call, please.
These songs, they don't have the instant payoff you expect them to.
They really don't.
It's, you don't have the
damn
visual.
Music.
It doesn't sound that good.
It's too much intro.
Yeah, too
much verse.
Too much
too much verse.
Too much loss of fidelity.
and not enough money shot.
Yeah, yeah. There's got to be something, though. I don't know what it is.
You got a call.
Yeah. All right. Here comes. This is Clay Pigeon.
This is Luke from Portland.
Hey,
hi, Luke.
Tell me the truth, hey. Luke. Come on. Tell
the
me
truth?
The truth. Yeah.
If you want to check out a really cool old band, look up a band called Rail.
Rail?
On YouTube. They were old Oregon.
Is it your band?
Oregon band.
Is it your band?
No. It was the first album that I ever won on a radio contest.
You want to hear my old band?
Yeah.
Okay. It's pretty bad, though. You want to
hear? No,
it?
It's
you're
not
on YouTube,
bad.
Clay Pigeon?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Hold on.
Live? See, is it live? Did you make a video?
It's live in some bar.
Well, if you get a chance, look up Rail, too. They were
great. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, I won't.
Oh, it's buffering. That's the main demon, isn't it?
Oh.
So we'll save that. We'll save that for another time. What's going on out in Portland? And Betsy's ready to go here. I think we're done for all practical purposes.
Hey, I was just, nothing's going on. I felt sorry for you guys because nobody was calling in. I'm surprised I even got, I always thought that the lines would just be backed up.
That's Lila just making random guttural gas noises over there. What did you eat at that movie?
Nothing.
Yeah.
No popcorn?
Did you go to a movie?
She went to see Hop.
Listener?
Yeah.
You sound disgusted.
No. I'm working.
Are you?
Are you doing? I'm paying attention to work and listening to you guys at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did a big farewell? What's a famous farewell? Johnny Carson, who is a famous farewell?
Motley Crue did a bunch of them.
All I can think of is the kids in Sound of Music.
All right, I'm shutting the YouTube down. That's it, and I'm never going back. I'm never going back. That was wrong.
You should practice.
It is 7 o'clock, and you are listening to... What is it, Julie? Just do it.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Toothpick Rhythm with Betsy.
And the caller just hung up. Lila, say goodbye to everybody.
Say goodbye.
Say be nice. Be nice now. Say bye, everyone.
Please.
Say bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She's doing a Fabio. That's it. See you, Scott Williams.
See ya.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Clay.
Thanks, Julie. And thanks, Betsy. Have a great show. That's it for me, Clay Pigeons. Probably forever. I'm serious. Take care, everybody.
He's heading for the freeway overpass straight after the show.
Hey, wait, Betsy, are you here? Are you here? I am heading for the overpass. Is that that one? No. I got to say, always remember. It never works. It never works. It used to happen to me with Kevin Nutt.
Wait, let's see.
taping.
Yeah.
So.
Did I pause?
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah. Now start over. Don't just jump in on it. Start over. Now I'm going to say goodbye again, okay? We'll act like that never happened. Hold it there. Right. Now don't start it yet.
All right.
Because I like a seamless transition. That's it for me, Clay Pigeon. Have a good night and a good weekend, everybody. Take care. And always remember, Betsy's next.
Howdy, folks, listening to the WFMU radio station. I'm from Texas County. Do you like apples? My horses love apples. We ride and ride in the western side of Texas, y'all. And when we ride, we like to listen to Betsy Nichols playing the best country music for us.
Time was done just as long as he won the prize. Conquest, she was just another conquest. Didn't care whose heart was broke, love to him was a joke till he looked into her eyes. And then in the strange way things happened, their roles were reversed from that day. The hunted became the huntress. The hunter became the prey. Conquest. Now you know who made the conquest. She with all her female guile led him helpless down the aisle. She had finally made a conquest. And then in the strange way things happened, their roles were reversed from that day. The hunted became the huntress, the hunter became the prey. Conquest, now you know who made the conquest. She with all her female guile led him helpless down the aisle. She had finally made a conquest.